It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Week 4 of the high school football season. Week 2 of the college football season. Football in full effect. There is no better time of the year. Plus, we're rolling in that time of the year where, at least right now in the mornings, it's a little cooler outside. Makes you feel a little fallish, doesn't it? This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so get you caught up on some of the games from last week, some of the scores. Benedictine and Burke County, 41-0 Benedictine. I'm actually really surprised with that score. I thought Benedictine would win, but 41-0 over Burke County. Burke's a pretty good program. To get blanked by anybody is something to hang your hat on if you're Benedictine blanking Burke County. Ware County and Bainbridge. Bainbridge has had a tough start. Ware County beat some 58-20. You may see Ware County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in a couple segments. Appling and Wayne. This game was closer than I thought. I will admit, it was closer than I thought. 38-26, Appling downs Wayne over in JC Stadium. And the Wayne County winless streak continues, dating now all the way back to 2023. And they do have a forfeit win, which is over Appling, as a matter of fact. Groves and Jenkins. Jenkins shellacks Groves 65-6. Calvary Day, close game, 59-49 winners over Oceanside Collegiate from South Carolina. Southeast Bullock took the trip over to Islands and destroyed them 41-7. Southeast Bullock has a test this week. I'm very, very intrigued. And we'll talk about that later in the show. But I'm very intrigued by the Southeast Bullock game this week. Windsor Forest and Liberty County, 36-6. Liberty over Windsor Forest. West Lawrence beats North Clayton 28-22. Fitzgerald, no surprise here, downs Crisp 30-7. And Pierce went over to Caney Bay and destroyed the Brantley County Herons 44-0. It has been a rough go over in Nahunna for the Brantley County Herons to start the year. I think that's 0-4 now, if I'm not mistaken. Tattnall and Vidalia, huge rivalry game. Thing lived up to the billing. 22-18, Tattnall takes out Vidalia. Bacon, 35-16 winners over Trutland. And watch out! Bacon County all of a sudden on the radar. Berrien, another team that's surprisingly on the radar. Berrien beats Telfair 39-36. A game that I was a little surprised with. Didn't really know what Charlton County was. I think we might now. Charlton goes down 35-26 at home in the swamp to Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis rolls into town and takes out Charlton County. No big surprise here. Worth 53-0. Worth, another really, really good team. They've got a big game coming up against Brooks County this week. You might see Worth in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. East Lawrence and Bleckley County. Bleckley 40-0 over East Lawrence. I'm stunned. I am actually stunned. 40-0? Holy cow. Northside Warner Robins and Warner Robins. I thought Warner Robins would walk the dog. I thought Warner Robins would run Northside out of the stadium. They did not. Northside hung in. They did go down 22-13. Warner Robins over Northside in a game that I thought was, well, a game that was much closer than I thought it would be. Bullock Academy and Claxton, 34-0. Bullock Academy over Claxton. Oh, goodness gracious. Long County, 28-7 winners. Long County undefeated here in 2025, beating Johnson 28-7. You might see Long County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Savannah Country Day, 13. Porter Lodge, 7. I had absolutely no idea what to expect from Porter Lodge. It was a good game. Savannah Country Day does come out on top 13-7. Camden and West Broward. Camden, of course, we've talked about this ad nauseum. In that Florida leg of their schedule, they've done this the last several years. Camden beats West Broward 32-13. A score that I was really surprised with. North Gwinnett and Colquitt. North Gwinnett 21, Colquitt 7. I didn't think North Gwinnett would beat Colquitt, yet they did. So Colquitt goes down. That might knock them out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. Lowndes 37, Central Gwinnett 6, Richmond Hill 49-0 over Everglades from Florida. They looked really strong in that football game. Lee and Tift, you know what? Tift was in the Jason Bishop High School Top 10 Power Rankings last week, and they went into Lee, and they hung tough with the Trojans. I did not expect the Blue Devils to be able to play with Lee. I thought that Lee would blow them out. They did not. The game was close. 41-33, Lee County over Tift in a close one. Valdosta, a game that wasn't close. Valdosta blows out Daugherty 52-3. Peach County and Berkmar. Peach 56, Berkmar 8. New Hampstead and Effingham. 23-20 Effingham winners. Effingham's got a big test, big region game against Brunswick. I don't know what to make of the Rebels. They lost a couple of weeks ago to Houston, who I thought was way better than Effingham, but they lost close. So it kind of got my attention. I'm like, maybe Effingham's a little better than I thought. And then they play New Hampstead, so I'm thinking, well, Effingham, if they hung in with Houston, they're going to blow out New Hampstead. And yet they only find a way to win by a field goal, 23-20 over New Hampstead. But the Rebels do win. South Effingham and Toombs, 55-8. Toombs County takes out the South Effingham Mustangs. Columbia, Florida, and Coffee. Coffee takes its second loss of the year, losing to Columbia out of Florida, 20-14. Perry and Houston. I was just telling you how good I thought Houston was. This score was closer than I thought. Houston 12, Perry 7. Defensive struggle, but the Bears stay undefeated on the season. Southwest Macon and Dublin. Dublin 48-6 winners over Southwest Macon. Savannah Christian and Mount Perrin. Savannah Christian 22-7 over Mount Perrin. Closer game than I thought it would be. Swainsboro and Metter. That's a big-time rivalry game. Those teams those two towns are right off of I-16. They're very close. You know, it is a big time rival. Emmanuel County and Candler County. Swainsboro went over there and destroyed the Metter Tigers 44-14 at their place. Clinch County 35-6 winners over Miller, and Portal 42-20 over Twiggs County. So those are your scores from last week. In the next segment, we will talk about we will give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Week 4 of the high school football season rolls in, and here are some key matchups from around the state. Effingham rolls down to Brunswick to take on Brunswick High with huge region implications. Houston will take the short trek to Warner Robins in a big-time game. Calvary Day will shoot on over on I-16 to Brooklet to square off with Southeast Bullock. Wayne hosts Pierce, and Statesboro welcomes Greenbrier to Womack Field. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Get You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Last week I got yelled at because when we got to the end of the show, I left off one of the reads. I just exited the show, still had one more read to do. So I'm going to make sure that I get all of these reads in this week. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by Jessup Furniture Outlet. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301, if you know, you know. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so now we get into that fun part of the show where I'm going to give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Let's review what we had last week to start with, okay? So last week at number 10, we had Tift. 9, we had Charlton. 8, we had Clinch. 7 was Camden. 6 was Lowndes. 5 was Worth County. 4 Valdosta. 3 Billick Academy. 2 Swainsboro. And 1 the Ware Academy, or the Ware County Gators. So this week, I will go ahead and tell you the teams that fell out of the rankings. Billick Academy, not in. Charlton County, not in. Tift County, not in. Those three teams fell out, which means we're going to have three new participants in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. In case you're not sure how this works, to be eligible to be into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you must be south of I-16 or roundabout, or east of I-75 and roundabout. You do the Venn diagram. It's that little square between I-16 and I-75. If you're in that area, you're eligible. I do not pick these on my own, despite the fact that it's highly disputed. There is a formula that ranks these teams, and you put in stuff like wins, quality wins, margin of victory, strength of schedule, all of that stuff, and it spits these things out to me, and this is what we have this week. At number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season, 3-0, undefeated on the year, coming off a 55-8 win over South Effingham, the Toombs County Bulldogs are in at number 10. At number 9, also with their first ever appearance in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, a 56-8 win over Berkmar, Peach County checks in at number 9. At number 8, getting back into the rankings with a 12-7 win over Perry, remaining undefeated, the Houston County Bears at number 8. At number 7, holding strong at number 7 with a 32-13 win over West Broward, the Camden County Wildcats, 7th in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 6, moving up 2 spots, 35-6 winners over Miller, the Clinch County Panthers come in at number 6. At number 5, a 37-6 win over Central Gwinnett, moving up 1 spot from 6-5, the Lowndes County Vikings at number 5. At number 4, holding strong at number 4 with a 52-3 win over Daugherty County, the Valdosta Wildcats at number 4. Moving up 2 spots from 5-3 with a 53-0 woodshedding of Dooley, Worth County is in at number 3. At number 2, and this was real close, number 2 and number 1. I mean, it was like millimeters of separation between these two, millimeters according to the formula. At number 2, with a 44-14 win over Metter, the Swainsboro Tigers remain at number 2, but they close that gap between themselves and the number 1 team, coming off of a 58-20 win over Bainbridge, the number 1 team for the second consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators. Okay, so let's review. We had Tiff, Charlton, and Bullock Academy all fall out. So at number 10, we had Toombs County. Number 9, Peach. 8, Houston. At number 7, Camden. At number 6, Clinch County. 5, the Lowndes County Vikings. 4, the Valdosta Wildcats. 3, Worth County. 2, was Swainsboro. And for the second consecutive week, at number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators at number 1. So those are your rankings this week for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, and luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897. Also, you can find them online and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. On the other side of the break, we've got games to preview. Week 4 coming straight your way.
Thank you.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Football season is finally here, and whether you cheer for the red and white, blue and gold, or the green and gray, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered for your team's colors and logos. So come on in and let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you show your team spirit. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Week 4 of the high school football season. Lots of games going on all over the state, so we're going to jump right into that and preview some of these games. I will pick winners as well. So here we go. Wayne on the bed. There we go. All right, Tift area heads under the Oaks, or as I like to say, in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's to take on the Frederica Academy Knights. Frederica coming off of a tough loss last week to Valwood. This is going to be a good football game. Give me Frederica at home. Frederica beats Tift area. Rebalt at Camden. Give me Camden to blow out Rebalt. I don't think the game's going to be close. New Hampstead at Richmond Hill. New Hampstead's look good. 21-0 winners over Glenn. And then blew out Everglades, shut them out. Richmond Hill has yet to give up a point this season. New Hampstead goes to the Hill to play. They're brand new facilities where they haven't lost yet. Give me Richmond Hill to win the game at home. Manatee at Lowndes. Give me Lowndes to beat Manatee. Bainbridge at Tift. Bainbridge has had a tough start. Tift has played a lot better than I think what most folks thought they were going to do to this point of the season. But I think, you know, and that game is in Tifton. But I think Bainbridge goes to Tifton and beats Tift County. Maybe salvage a little bit of their rough early start. Jesuit Florida at Valdosta. Give me Valdosta. Good game, should be, but give me Valdosta to win. Glenn Academy coming off of that loss to Richmond Hill. They had the bye week. They'll go on the road up I-95 to Hinesville to play the Bradwell Institute Tigers. Give me Glenn Academy to bounce back from the Richmond Hill loss. Effingham at Brunswick. This is a big game. All sorts of region implications. Those are the two teams in that region that's like that coastal region plus the Augusta schools. Those are the two teams in that region that most people like. to win the region. Definitely one and two is mostly what everybody feels. The games between the Bricks and Brunswick, I don't know what to make of Effingham. I said that earlier. They hung in with Houston, and then they barely beat New Hampstead. I know what Brunswick is. Brunswick is an offensive juggernaut. Can Effingham score enough points to keep up with Brunswick? I'm going to say no. I'm going to pick the Pirates to get the inside track to win the region. Statesboro welcomes Greenbrier to Womack Field. Give me the Statesboro Blue Devils to win the game. They look good against veterans. They didn't win the game a couple weeks ago, but they did look good in the game. Made it close. Houston at Warner Robins. Stay with me here. Write this down. Everybody is in love with Warner Robins. Everybody likes Warner Robins to win that region. Not so fast, as a college football icon would say. I'm picking Houston to go to Warner Robins and beat the Demons. Give me the Houston County Bears over Warner Robins. Toombs County at Rome. Boy, that's a tough place to go win a football game, and that's a long trip for Toombs County. Give me Rome to win the football game. Where? At Bartram Trail in Florida, around the St. Augustine area. Bartram Trail is a very good program. Well, so is Ware. Give me Ware County to win the football game. It will be a good one. Wayne County at Pierce. Boy, I tell you what, things just don't get any easier for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. You come off that tough loss to Appling, big-time rival, and now you got to go to the Bears' Den where nobody wins. And Pierce looked great last week, blowing out their opponent. So give me the Pierce County Bears to continue the torment of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Beach at Windsor Forest. Windsor Forest, I guess. Calvary Day at Southeast Bullock. I said this a couple of segments ago. It's a big game for Southeast Bullock. It's a region game. Calvary Day is a perennial powerhouse. Southeast Bullock seems to be taking steps in that direction. They got them in Brooklyn. Can Southeast Bullock pull what would be considered a huge upset and knock off Calvary Day? I'm going to say no. I'm going to pick Calvary Day to go to Brooklyn and beat the Yellow Jackets. Groves at Long County. Long County, another very winnable game. I'm picking Long to remain undefeated, and if they do, they will probably remain in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Blue Tide rising. Johnson of Savannah goes to the Islands. Give me the Islands to win that game at home. Liberty at Jenkins. Give me Jenkins in this game at home. West Lawrence at Howard. Give me West Lawrence. Swainsboro at Appling. Now, Appling's a couple of classifications higher than Swainsboro. The game is in Baxley. I've got Swainsboro circled on my sheet. I'm going to stick with the Tigers. I thought about flip-flopping right there. I'm sticking with the Tigers. Give me Swainsboro to go to Baxley and win. Jeff Davis will head to Tattnall County. Boy, Jeff Davis really surprised a lot of folks going to Folkston and beating Charlton in the Swamp. Give me them to continue that momentum. It won't be easy because Tattnall's good. Jeff Davis beats Tattnall in their place. Berrien at Clinch. Well, here you go, Berrien. You've had all of this hype. You've overachieved at this point in the season. Here comes reality in the form of the Clinch County Panthers. There ain't no way that Berrien's going to Homerville and beating Clinch County. Give me the Clinch County Panthers, and this game may get ugly, but Berrien may surprise us and keep it at least close. Brantley at Vidalia. Well, man, it's been a rough go for the Herons. Give me Vidalia at home against Brantley. I don't know what the score is going to look like, but I'm picking Vidalia. You know, I'll say like three scores. Worth at Brooks County, one of the premier games in the state. Both teams ranked in the top 10 preseason. Give me Worth to go to Brooks and win the football game. Central making it East Lawrence. Give me East Lawrence to win the game. Dublin at Washington County. Give me Dublin. Give me Dublin over Washington County on the road. Savannah Christian at Oceanside Collegiate in South Carolina. I've got Savannah Christian circled. I'm changing my pick. Erase. I'm picking Oceanside Collegiate. They really impressed me last week. So Oceanside Collegiate over Savannah Christian. Savannah Country Day takes a trip up to South Carolina to play Bluffton just over the border. Give me Savannah Country Day to beat Bluffton. Valwood goes to Pelham, who is a powerhouse. Give me Pelham to beat the Valwood Valiants. Of course, Valwood coming off that big win over Frederica last week. Charlton at Yulee. This is a big-time rivalry game. These two teams do not like each other. They play each other frequently. I am not impressed with Charlton. The preseason sent off some red flags to me. They did handle Brantley. I was like, okay, Yulee's going to get them. Savannah at Bryan County. Give me Bryan County, and I think Bryan County will win this game in a blowout. Oh, Claxton. They'll go to Screven. Goodness gracious. I've said this a couple times now. There is no better team in a get-right game than the Claxton Tigers. Screven blows out Claxton. Here's a good one. Region game. ECI heads to the Ship in Darien to play the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers. ECI has lost a couple of tough games early on. MCA lost a tough one as well. I like MCA. Give me MCA at home in Darien to win the football game. Portal at Jenkins County. Man, you know what? I actually think this is going to be a good game. Give me Jenkins County at home, but close. Bullock Academy at Robert Toombs. Bullock Academy is going to beat the brakes off of Robert Toombs. Especially, you know, they're going to be mad since they got knocked out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So those are the games that are just, if you're listening on one of our radio affiliates, those games are just moments away. If you're listening online, depending on when you're listening, I guess, there might be a little bit further away. I don't know. But if you're listening on one of our affiliates, we're almost there. Those are tonight's games. Let's go.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go, Dawgs. License number CN208489.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, Hapco, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire, too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide, and let us keep your family in style.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia Shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
week two of the college football season. We saw some stunners in week one, didn't we? Yeah. So we're going to run down some college games. I'm going to rank my top 10 in the next segment, my college football top 10. This is not a formula. This is just me telling you who I think are the top 10 teams, 1 through 10. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games. Great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com, J-A-X-Shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun. All right, so we've got some games to get into for the college football season of week two, so let's get to it. All right, so Florida International will head to number two, Penn State. This should be absolutely no contest. Penn State in a blowout. Kent State heads to number 24, Texas Tech over in Lubbock. Give me 24, Texas Tech at home. East Texas A&M at number 14, Florida State. They not only jump into the top 25, they jump into the top 15 after beating Alabama. Give me Florida State at Doak Campbell to win. Baylor at number 17, SMU. Write this down. Upset, upset, upsets. Got it written all over it. Baylor beats the SMU Mustangs at their place. Kennesaw State at number 23, Indiana. I told you last week that Kennesaw State was going to beat Wake Forest. They lost 10-9. Ah, so close. Kennesaw State, I don't think, can hang with Indiana. Give me number 23, Indiana at home. Number 11, Illinois heads on the road to play the Dukies. Give me Illinois on the road to beat Duke. San Jose State goes to Texas. Texas, of course, trying to rebound from that abysmal showing that they had, especially offensively against Ohio State. They played okay defensively, but offensively they were a mess. Give me number 7, Texas. I don't want to call this a get-right game because I think Texas got a lot of work to do offensively, but they look much better against San Jose State. Texas wins. Utah State at number 19, Texas A&M. The Aggies will get this done at home. Number 20, Ole Miss at Kentucky. Watch out, Ole Miss. Kentucky is a place of nightmares when you overlook them. Give me Kentucky to upset the Ole Miss Rebels in Lexington. I'm picking Kentucky to upset number 20, Ole Miss. Oklahoma State at number 6, Oregon. This game will be closer than what you think it will be. Oregon will find a way to win, especially since they're at home in Eugene. Give me number 6, Oregon. Close. Troy at number 8, Clemson. Give me Clemson to notch their first season of the win, losing to LSU last week. Clemson wins. East Tennessee State at Tennessee. In-state rivalry. Well, not really a rivalry game, but an in-state game anyway. Tennessee in Knoxville, no chance for East Tennessee State. Austin Peay goes to Athens to play number 4, Georgia. I think Georgia should have been ranked 3rd. They weren't. You'll probably see that next segment. Give me Georgia to blow out Austin Peay at home. Grambling State at number 1, Ohio State, a well-earned number 1 for the Buckeyes. They will blow out Grambling State. South Florida at number 13, Florida. Wait a minute. Remember, South Florida just came off of that win over Boise State. They got some momentum. They're obviously a little better than what we thought they were. What are the Gators? Do we know? They're at home in the swamp in Gainesville. They're going to be favored probably by double digits in this football game. I think the Gators win this game, but I think this is closer than what everybody's going to think it is. Give me Florida at home, 10 points, maybe 13. But I don't think this is a blowout at all. Bethune-Cookman at number 5, Miami. Give me number 5, Miami. Of course, coming off that big win against Notre Dame to blow out Bethune-Cookman. Cal Poly at number 25, Utah. Utah getting into the top 25. They will remain there. They will win against Cal Poly. South Carolina State at number 10, South Carolina. Give me the Gamecocks, and give me the Gamecocks by 3 scores. I think this game will kind of stay close until maybe the end. I think South Carolina might put up a score or two to put the game away, but South Carolina wins. Number 15, Michigan at 18, Oklahoma. I want to pick Oklahoma. I really do. But I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think Oklahoma's that good. I certainly don't think they're the 18th ranked team in the country. I think Michigan is going to go to Norman, and I think Michigan is going to beat Oklahoma. That's what I think is going to happen. Louisiana Tech at number 3, LSU. LSU back to what they're going to call the real Death Valley right now. Number 3, LSU beats Louisiana Tech, and they do it handily. Number 12, Arizona State heads to Stark Vegas to play the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Write this down. Mississippi State upsets the 12th ranked Sun Devils. Mississippi State knocks off Arizona State at home. Louisiana Monroe at number 21. Alabama, they were 8th. The AP dropped them all the way to 21 after they lost to Florida State, which makes no sense. You drop Alabama that far, which is kind of saying we don't really think Florida State's that good, but then you put Florida State debuting them in the top 25 inside the top 15, which says we kind of think they're good. So which is it? Which is it, AP? Nonetheless, Alabama will win. Louisiana Monroe, boy, they better win. Well, Kalen DeBoer, man, you better win that game. In the SEC, Kansas at Missouri. I don't know. I'm not real high on Missouri. I think Kansas is pretty decent. Give me Kansas to go to Mizzou and win in Columbia. Arkansas State at Arkansas. Arkansas will remain undefeated. They will get this game at home. Ball State at Auburn. Auburn with a good win over Baylor. It was a good win. They will get another win against Ball State at home. They're not going to blow out Ball State. This game will be closer, but Auburn will win. Vandy at Virginia Tech. Man, I have gone back and forth and back and forth on this game. I've got Vanderbilt circled, so I guess I'm going to go that direction. I'm going to commit to Vanderbilt to beat Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. I know it's crazy that we're picking Vanderbilt on the road against anybody, but I am. In the ACC, Virginia at NC State. Give me Virginia to go to NC State in Raleigh and win. Western Carolina at Wake Forest. Really close. Wake Forest by maybe a field goal? I don't know. Gardner Webb at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech did what we thought they would do last week. They beat Colorado. Give me Georgia Tech to beat Gardner Webb. And in the Big 12, West Virginia at Ohio. Give me West Virginia. North Carolina A&T in the bounce house to play the Central Florida Knights down in Orlando. Give me UCF to win the football game and win it big. In the Sun Belt, Lindbergh at App State and Boone, North Carolina. Give me App State to win the game. Memphis at Georgia State. Oh, Georgia State got obliterated by Ole Miss last week. They won't get obliterated as badly by Memphis, but Georgia State's not winning. Memphis will win the game in Atlanta. Georgia Southern at USC. Southern Cal. Georgia Southern's not going to beat Southern Cal. Now, I do think Georgia Southern plays well, and I think that Georgia Southern keeps the game relatively close. I'll take USC by a couple, maybe three scores over the Eagles. So those are the games that we have going on week two of the college football season. Man, it's so great that it is finally here. So in the next segment, we are going to do my top 10 college football rankings. These are my top 10. Nobody else's, no formula, just mine.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I've done a much better job of timing this show out than I have the last couple. I've literally had like 3 minutes left in the last segment, and I'm just trying to rush through it. I'm going to give you my college football top 10. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, by Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for me, the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and sweet tea. Okay, so getting into this, right? We're jumping into the deep end. My number 10 is going to be incredibly controversial, but these are my rankings. You want to have your rankings? By all means, do your rankings. At number 10, and these are my inaugural college football rankings. Not preseason, but you know, we've got a game under our belt. So from what I saw in week one, these are my top 10 teams. At number 10, again, a little controversial, the TCU Horned Frogs destroying North Carolina. I thought the game would be close. I did think maybe that North Carolina would win a close game. It went completely the other direction. TCU destroyed the Tar Heels. At number 9, I've got South Carolina. Gamecocks, a good opening week win against Virginia Tech. So I've got them at number 9. At number 8, and basically because of what the score was, I know they played Long Island University, but they did do what they were supposed to do. They did what good teams do against teams that are in lower classifications. At number 8, I've got the Florida Gators. We'll find out, right? We'll find out a little bit about them coming this week. At number 7, I've got the Oregon Ducks, a huge win, blowing out their opponent in week 1, as they should have, but I've got, at number 7, I've got Oregon. At number 6, the AP's got them at 14, I got them inside my top 10. The Florida State Seminoles at number six, just dismantling the Alabama Crimson Tide. Let me tell you something about that game. The score was a lot closer than what the game was. Florida State whipped Alabama. They were faster, tougher, more physical, better coached. Florida State whipped the Alabama Crimson Tide. Thus, they are ranked sixth in the Jason Bishop College Football Top 10. At number five, big win over Notre Dame. The Miami Hurricanes get into my top five. At number four, the Penn State Nittany Lions. Yes, they look good. I've said this all along. There's a guy that I know. I went to college with him. He writes for the SouthernSportsEdition.com. He's a great writer. And he is also one of my best friends. And we talk weekly. And we have a lot of sports conversations. And one of the things that he says to me when we talk sports and I go on one of my insane picks, going on my gut feelings, right? He will come back and say, I've never seen that done. So I need to see before I can start picking this team or picking them to do X, Y, Z, I got to see it first. I got to have an eye test, right? Well, the eye test with Penn State lately, the last several years, is they can't win big games. Thus, I don't have them ranked number two like a lot of other outlets do. I've got them at number four. I think they're good. Coey Aller at quarterback is, you know, exceptional, and I think he's going to be the difference. If they win a national championship, it's going to be because of him. At number three, big win for Georgia, blowing out Marshall, doing what they're supposed to do. They don't really have another stiff test coming, you know, this week yet. They've got Austin Peay. But number three for me, the Georgia Bulldogs. And the reason I've got them ranked number three is because of what I saw from the quarterback position. I was very impressed with the quarterback play. So if that's going to be the scenario where we've got where Georgia has a dual threat, okay, all right. At number two, I've got the LSU Tigers, of course, taking out Clemson in the opening week. They earn a number two ranking in my rankings. And the number one team in the Jason Bishop College Football Top 10, of course, beating former number one Texas, the Ohio State Buckeyes is my number one team. So we'll recant. Number 10, not recant, but we'll revisit. Number 10, TCU. 9, South Carolina. 8, Florida. 7, Oregon. 6, Florida State. 5, Miami. 4, Penn State. 3, Georgia. 2, LSU. And the number one team, the Ohio State Buckeyes. All right, I'm going to get my last read in because I promised the producers I would get them all, and here it is. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, week four of the high school football season and week two of the college football season. Here we go. Yes.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Week four of the high school football season rolls in, and here are some key matchups from around the state. Effingham rolls down to Brunswick to take on Brunswick High with huge region implications. Houston will take the short trek to Warner Robins in a big-time game. Calvary Day will shoot on over on I-16 to Brooklet to square off with Southeast Bullock. Wayne hosts Pierce, and Statesboro welcomes Greenbrier to Womack Field. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.